USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
43-year-old Igor Dushenko, an analyst considered the primary researcher of the Steele dossier, was arrested Thursday by federal authorities. The Russian citizen and Virginia resident was charged with 5 counts of making false statements to the FBI. Special Counsel John Durham's investigation also charged Hillary Clinton's former campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, over the summer in an indictment alleging he lied to federal authorities in September of 2016. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on the partisan Democrat-led social spending bill and the bipartisan infrastructure bill. A senior Democratic aide said on Thursday, the bipartisan bill has already been approved by the Senate, but not put to a vote yet by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In a scene described as chaos, a group of far-left environmental activists swarmed Senator Joe Manchin as he went from his D.C. houseboat to his car Thursday morning and attempted to prevent him from leaving a parking garage. USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Standard Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Americans are still looking for answers on where COVID-19 originated.
There has yet to be a definitive determination as to where the SARS-CoV-2 virus originated. Some suggest it was transferred from bats to humans in a wet market in Wuhan, China, while others claim it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology with the funding from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News there's no doubt in his mind where it originated from.
Most of the evidence now points towards that this pandemic that killed 5 million people around the world came from a lab in Wuhan. It came because they're doing experiments where they combine viruses and then they measure to see if they're more infective or more dangerous. Well, that was happening. The NIH has admitted it.
A declassified U.S. intelligence report indicated that both origins could be possible. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A woman has been sentenced to 60 days in jail for her part on January 6th.
A Texas woman who entered the Capitol building during the January 6th insurrection and later tweeted she wouldn't go to jail was sentenced to 2 months in prison. Jennifer Lee Ryan, a 51-year-old real estate broker from Frisco, Texas, was also charged a $1,000 fine as well as $500 in restitution to the architect of the Capitol. She pled guilty to parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. She surrendered a few days after the riots to federal investigators who also searched her home. On the day of the riots, she shared a video saying she and her group traveled to Washington, D.C. to storm the Capitol. Ryan said in a television interview that she believed she was following the wishes of former President Trump. She said, "I was following what we were called to do. He asked us to fly there. He asked us to be there." Ryan's PayPal account was closed in January after she tried to solicit donations to cover her legal fees and business losses. During the FBI investigation, she tweeted, "Sorry, I have blonde hair, white skin, a great job, and a great future. I'm not going to jail. Sorry to rain on your hater parade, but I did nothing wrong." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
NASA has ruled out a weekend launch for a SpaceX crew carrying 4 astronauts to the International Space Station. Bad weather is to blame for the Crew 3 flight delay. Now move to Monday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.